In the middle of the Yomid, Ashkechan Adam b'mechubach v'sher b'tolosh. We find Schusi Achille for the poyos allowed to eat b'shas malachtoi b'mechubach. The psukim that speak about the Schusi Achille of a poyos b'cher mayecho. Chaltanovim kenapshecho sovecho, speaking, he's entering a kerem, he's bishas the betzire, kisovei bekomas reyecho vekatavta melilish biyodecho, speaking about bishas the ktzire of the komo. So on these two psukim, we are speaking about that he has schusi achile b'mechuba. We find by a behemah leisachsim sher bedishoi that a behemah has a schusas achile b'shas as being dosh the tolush. Adam betolush minolon. How do we know if an Adam is oisik b'meleches tolush that he also has schusay achile? So the Gemara says kal v'chayma misher. I make a kal v'chayma from sheir. Ma sheir she'enei oichel b'mechubar oichel betolush. A sheir who does not eat b'mechubar eats betolush. Adam she'oichel b'mechubar ain't a din she'oichel betolush. So Adam that's oichel b'mechubar ain't a din she'oichel betolush. Zot Rashi. Sher betolush loisachsem sher bedishoy she'enoi oichel b'mechuba klima. So Rashi has a tremendous problem here. We'll see Taisvus is chelek on Rashi, but Rashi has a problem. The Gemara is going to say later that the sher is oichel b'mechuba. So what pshat, we make a kavachim, a madach sher that oichel b'mechubar is oichel b'tolosh. A sher is oichel b'mechubar. And that's the next sugya, that a sher is oichel b'mechubar. So Rashi says, klayma. You have to learn the Gemara with a grain of salt. Doesn't mean it's ein oichel b'mechubar. Lei ashkechen lei behedye. It doesn't say beferish that a sheir is oichel b'mechuba. That means it's a drash, but it doesn't say beferish. By Adam, it says beferish. So from Rashi, we see something very interesting, that kufa is also a chayma. If the Torah said a halacha by Adam, that he's oichel b'mechuba, it's a beferish impossible. And by sheir, I only know from a drash, so that's a kule in sheir. I'd like to share with the Olam a very interesting Taisvus in Masechtas Yume. Taisvus in Masechtas Yume, the Gemara in Yume daf Lamed Daled Amid Beis is a shailem. It says in the Parshas Atomid, V'niskoi revi'is ein lakeves o'echot. There's a shail in the Gemara if the V'niskoi is going on the Tomid Shel Shachar, on the Tomid Shel Bein Abay. Now, just to I'll pipash this, it goes on the Tomid Shel Bein Abay. How do you know this? Because it says, it's a keves echot tasa b'boike. V'is a keves ha'shen tasa bein abay. So now we're talking about the Kevish Shabbat Nabai, and I said, Vesira Seifer, Sals Mincha, V'niskoi. So the Gemara, Pashtis, V'niskoi is going on the Tomid Shabbat Nabai. How do you know that the Tomid Shal Shacha also needs Nisachim? You learn out. And then there's another man, the Omer, that says, Fakel, V'niskoi is going on the Tomid Shal Shacha, and you learn out the Tomid Shabbat Nabai. Frek Toysvus Akasha, as a machlokes tanoim, if the niska is going to the Tomid Shel Shach, it's going to the Tomid Shel Babayin, you learn out one from the other. Both of them need nisach. So, what's the nafkamina? So, k'taisvis, What'll be the din if you have nesachim for one tamid? For which tamid should you use it? So Taisa says, you know which tamid you use it for? The one that says beferish. The other one is a drash. So we see from that Taisvus this achoima in something that says beferish. The halach is, the other tamid also needs nesachim, but it doesn't say beferish. So kaponim, we have a very interesting rashi, that rashi seems to say that gufe is a kule. By shayr, it doesn't say that it is a schus achile by mechuba. So the Gemara wants to make a kalvochayma, so if a shayr eats be tolush, it's about to give us another eats be tolush. Frek the Gemara, Mal shayr shekeinata metzuba al chsimosoi, toima ba'odom, shiyata metzuba al chsimosoi. So the Gemara says, anshuldik, but lemaise shayr has achayma over odom, that by shayr there's a lav of leisachsoim, and by odom, if a person hires a poil, and he doesn't, he makes up with him that he shouldn't eat, or, whatever it is, or he doesn't give him, he doesn't let him eat, there's no lav of leisachsei. So memela, so we see there's a chayma of shayr over Adam, gabi the lav dechsime. So maybe who at the end is another chayma, that a shayr has schusi achila betolush, and Adam doesn't have schusi achila betolush. So the Gemara says, "Vi Adam mitzuv al chsimosoi mikal v'chayim mishayr." So the Gemara says, "Maybe Adam you also mitzuv al chsimosoi a kal v'chayim mishayr." Or ma'asher shiata mitzuv lach yoisoi. There's no mitzvah lach yoisoi. It says, "V'chei ochicha imach." That's the whole din of v'chei ochicha lach yoisoi is only by an Adam. So ma shayr shiata mitzuva lach yoisai ata mitzuva al chsimosai odom shata mitzuva lach yoisai and din shata mitzuva al chsimosai. So maybe odom has this chayma also. Someone says no. Kenafshecha kenafshei shel poyel. We learn now from the word of kenafshecha, and that was the beginning of the Amud, that the nefesh of the poil is just like the nefesh of the bailam. Just like the bailam, there's no issur of leisachsoim on himself, so there's no issur of leisachsoim on a poil. Ma nafshe im chasamtoi potter, a poil im chasamtoi potter. So bekitzer, there is a chaymer that sheikh is over Adam. By sheikh there's a lav of leisachsoim, by Adam there's no lav of leisachsoim. So therefore, so it could be that Shoyer has another chayma, that Shoyer has chusi achila betolush, and Adam doesn't have chusi achila betolush. So how do you know Adam betolush? Velo Adam betolush minono. So here the Gemara brings down two drushes. O makro, koma, koma, beis pa'omim. It says, kisovei bekoma asreyecho, v'chermesh loisonif al komas reyecho. So you have two times it says komo, which is speaking about mechubo. So why do you need the Torah should mention twice komo? So the second time it's mentioning komo is to tell us that that's miyuta. It's coming to tell us that he has chusi achila by tolosh also. So that's one drash that Adam apoyel has a schus achila betolush. Rabbi Ami Omar, Adam betolush leitzorich ko. You don't need a posik. There's enough in the posik. You don't need a drash. It says in the posik, Yisovoi bekerem reyecha. So there's a poil that's coming into the kerem. Now, what are these poilim doing in the kerem? So number one, they're cutting off the the cutting off the grapes. That's number one. But what do you do after you cut off the grapes? After you cut off the grapes, you take them out of the kerem. You transport them out of the kerem. So, so all the avoiders which are done in the kerem are nichlal in this posik. Ki savoy bekerem reyecho mila yaskinin shesochei lekatev, that he was hired lekatev to take out the eshkeles from the kerem, to carry them out. Now that is an avoyde betolush. So you have enough in the posik that apoyel has schuse achile betolush. Amarachmona lechel. So now we know Adam betolush. Let us see what Rashi says. No Rashi. Shabbatosli Sachsum Shabbadishai. That's yeah. Shane Echobum Chubukumashkan. These are the Rashi's we learned already. Shane Atamatsuba Shatamatsuba Lachyasa Vechayachi Chimach. Koma Koma Kisobe Bekomas Chayecho Komas Chayecho. Lekatev Loseis Ha'anovim. The Posik is speaking about that the worker was hired to carry out Anovim. The Chaver of Beitzrim. Others are cutting the Anovim and others are transporting them out of the Kerem. Aber Malachi betolosh. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Shoyer b'mechuber minola. How do we know that a shoyer has a schusei achile b'mechuber? Now, there's a pertinent kasha that the Ritva asks, where do we have a case that a sheir is working b'mechuba? What's the case of sheir b'mechuba? What is a sheir doing b'mechuba? He's working and he can eat. He can eat the fruit. What is he working b'mechuba? So he wants to say she'sochay ladrush shibolim mechubalim. That's the only case he could find, which is a very not shriyatiki case, but that's the whole shakla batai in the sugya. Shoyer b'mechuber minola. How do we know that a shoyer has chusi achile b'mechuber? Kalvochayim amay odom, u'ma odom she'enei oichul betolosh oichul b'mechuber, shoyer she'oichul betolosh enei din she'oichul b'mechuber. Now, what is pshat the Gemara Odom she'enei oichul betolosh? We just learned that an Odom is oichul betolosh. So Rashi says the same shtik teire. Kloima le'ashkechen kro behedye. There's no often a posik that a shoyer is oichul, that an Odom is oichul betolosh. Zok teshita mekebet says that's not like Ravami. According to Ravami, he said there's an often a posik. He says that we learn out Tolush Odom betolush leitzorech krok siv kisavi bekerem reyecha. And kerem reyecha means etzochei lekatev. So this is an often a posik, not a drash. He hired him to do work in the kerem, and there's two jobs that are done in the kerem. One, you bite the anovim, and then you transport the anovim out of the kerem. These are the pulis that a person works in a kerem, so it's enough in the posik. So the Gemara is going not according to Ravami. The Gemara is going according to Ravami. You don't have this kal v'chayma. The Gemara is going according to the first limud. A tolush you learn out from a drash. It says koma koma meine inyan the mechubat inyan the tolush or the betolush, but that doesn't say beferish. So, fine. So, ma odam shein eichel betolosh eichel b'mechuba, shesh eichel betolosh, ein eidin she eichel b'mechuba. Ma lo odam, so the Gemara says, odam has another chayma, shekein atam etzuba lach yoisei, taime b'sheir, shiyatam etzuba lach yoisei. So, could be, the schusei achil of odam b'mechuba is because he has this chayma of atam etzuba lach yoisei. Frag de Gemara wie he sheir mitzuva lach yoisei mikal vachayma. maybe there should be a mitzvah lach yoyse by shoyr also. Uba odom shiata mitzuba al chsimosai. There's no mitzvah of leisachsem ata mitzuba lach yoyse. Shoyr shata mitzuba al chsimosai. Ain't it din shata mitzuba lach yoyse. So how do you know that a shoyr you're not mitzuba lach yoyse? A makro bechei ochicha imach. No, there's a often a mir. Ochicha beloy shoyr. ולשער במחובר מינונו. So, בקיצר, I have now a פירחה on the קלבו חיימה. Could be אודם is חייב, is a סחוסי אכילה במחובר, because it has this mitzvah להחייסוי. אבל שער, there's no mitzvah להחייסוי, could be there's no סחוסי אכילה במחובר. אומה קרו, ראי איכו, ראי איכו, בייס פעמם. אם אין העניין לאודם במחובה, תן העניין לשער במחובה. It says, כי סובי בקומס רייכו, then it says, ליסונף על קומס רייכו, so the second רייכו is מיוטה, so it's coming to be מגלה שער במחובה. אין עניין ליודם, תן עניין לשער. רבינו אומר, רבינו said, לאי אדם בתולוש ולאי שער במחובה צריך יקרוי. רבינה said, this whole שקלה ותאריה, you have a problem, how do you know שער במחובה, how do you אדם בתולוש? רבינה says, you don't need any למודים. דכסיב, it says in the פוסק, לאי סחסים שער בדישי. Now by the love of לאי סחסים, the Torah specified which animal we are speaking about. Leisachsim sher bedishay. Michdei. Kol mili isnayu bachsime. The love of Leisachsim is not only applicable to a sher. We learn the afinin sher sher mishabes. We learn out all animals by Shabbos. It says kol behemtecha, sheircha b'chamecha b'chol behemtecha. So we learn out wherever it says sheir, all behemoths are included. So kan sheir laben. So why here did the Torah have to specify sheir when lemaisa all animals are included? It should have said lichtav rachmana leisodai shpachsime. And I'll know it's kailal all animals. Why does it say shoyer when shoyer is lav davke? Shoyer the cause of rachmon olamali. So the Gemara says lakushei choisam lenechsam v'nechsam lechoisam. That means the Torah wrote the nechsam the shoyer. The Torah wrote the choisam loisachsim. So we makish the Adam to the Shoyer. Is ma choysem oichel b'mechubah, af nechsam oichel b'mechubah. Ma nechsam oichel b'tolosh, af choysem oichel b'tolosh. So here we have a new drash that we makish the choysem to the nechsam. So we learn out Shoyer b'mechubah from Adam, and Adam betolosh from Shoyer. Zot Rashi, im eine inyan la Adam b'mechuba, the mechad minayu nafka, it says, reyecho, so you don't need two reyechos. Mechdei kol mili isnayu b'chsima, kloima, al kol chacho Shoyer lav davke, v'chol shar behemis, Isnayu betoiras chesime. All behemoths also are included in the love of chesime. The afinin sher sher mishabes bek sher shenogach hasapore. Rabbi Shabbos ksiv b'chol behemtech. V'kiven de sher lav davket lamali the kosve rachmon alichtim leisodosh b'chesime. And this will include all animals. Akushi choysem lenechsam, odom lesher, vesher laodom, leinyen achilas toyel. Now let us see the bottom Tosfos. Now, Tosfos goes on the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Ma sher she'ene oichel b'mechuber. So Tosfos had a tremendous problem with this Gemara, a sher does eat b'mechuber. That's the maskanas ha-Gemara. So how did the Gemara want to make a kal v'chomer from sher she'ene oichel b'mechuber? A sher does eat b'mechuber. V'maskane dorish de sher oichel b'mechuber. So what's pshat in the Gemara? So Tosfos says, Vahashta akati loimasik adaite. The first Gemara that wanted to make a kal v'chomer from sher, the ene eichel b'mechuber, the Gemara did not know the second Gemara. The second Gemara, we have a limud that sher is eichel b'mechuber. We have limud of reyecho, or makish, chaysam l'nechsam. But the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara did not know this halacha that sheir is oichel b'mechuber. So the Gemara was under the impression that sheir is not oichel b'mechuber. That's how Tosfos says pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos did not like Rashi's pshat. It doesn't say. So what? So therefore Tosfos says the first Gemara that wanted to make a kal v'chomer from sheir, shein oichel b'mechuber, was unaware that a sheir eats b'mechuber. Later the Gemara is mevare that a sheir eats b'mechuber, the Gemara didn't know it now. Rekta Marsha, fine. That's the first Gemara. But let's go to the second Gemara. The second Gemara says, how do they know that sheir is eichel b'mechuber. So Mo says, I learn how to kal v'chomer from Odom she'ina eichel b'tolosh. Like the Masha and Shulduk, we just learned that Odom is eichel b'tolosh. That's the previous baraisa. The first baraisa, you could say, the Gemara didn't know the second baraisa. But in the second baraisa, to say that the Gemara didn't know the first baraisa, please, that you can't say. So what is pshat in the second Gemara? Oma Odom she'ena eichel b'tolosh. I think that's your Masha Akashe. So the Masha says something very interesting. So the Masha says Ma Odom she'ena eichel b'tolosh. The Masha says that means Im kotzatz loy. That means, if he made up with the Odom, listen, you're working for me, but we're making up, I'll give you more money, but I'm making up, you should not eat betolosh. So then he doesn't eat. That's how the Masha says, because by a behemoth, there's no such thing to make up. A fellow, the Bailam, is not permitted to be chaysim his behemah. Not a fellow Bailam. A fellow, the Bailam himself, is not to be chaysim his behemah. So, memela, so that's from the kal v'chomer. Oma, Odom, if you were kaitzit, betolosh, he's not oichel betolosh. And the behemah is oichel betolosh. There's no concept of kaitzit by a behemah. So an Odom that's not Eichel B'Tolosh is Eichel B'Mechuber. So, Behemah that's Eichel B'Tolosh, Afilo with Ksitz is Eichel B'Mechuber. So I had a shtickle problem on this Marshal, that Davon you don't understand it too well. So, we're talking about Ma Odom Sheina Eichel B'Tolosh, Eichel B'Mechuber. So Eina Eichel B'Tolosh means Im Kotzatz. You made up with him, you won't eat. So Eichel B'Mechuber. If he was kotzatz, he's not oichel b'mechuber. So it means oichel b'mechuber im loy kotzatz. Im loy kotzatz, it's oichel b'mechuber. Okay, that's what the Gemara means. So l'cheire, You can only learn out from Odom im loy kotzatz. But by kotzatz, it does need be mechubar. So how do you know kotzatz by behime be mechubar, he does it? You should say dayoy. So I don't know clearly how the mashal learned the kal vachayim. Taisu says, ubalavochi loy koyay kal vachayim. This whole Kalvachayim, the Gemara himself slugs up the Kalvachayim. Because the Gemara Taina is that Sheir has a Chayma over Adam. Likoyai Kalvachayim. So Mamele, Zakefelech, if the first Paraisa, at the beginning we didn't know this Halach. Vim Toima, Mayovet Kalvachayim, Sheina Emes. Why did the Gemara make a false Kalvachayma? Aval Mevet Kalvachayma, Masher Shiata Mitzuvah Achyoisei Oichu. Make a Kalvachayma, an emes a Kalvachayma. O Masher Shiata Mitzuvah Achyoisei is Oichu Betolush, Odom Shiata Mitzuvah Achyoisei, about the Gemishvi Oichu Betolush. He wants to use a halacha which is speaking about schusei achile. That's why the Gemara says ma odom shein oichel betolosh. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Tana Rabbana, Daish, it says Daish, speaking about the Schusei Achille, that is Betolosh, and we learned Lamaise, that Sai Odom, Sai Behema have Schuse Achille Betolosh. Ma Daish Miyuched Dovo Shegidule Karke. Tomorrow says Daish is Gidule Karke. Upoyel Oichel Boy. And Upoyel also eats. That means we learned that Upoyel has Schuse Achille Betolosh. But we see when the Pasuk speaks about Tolosh, the Pasuk speaks about Gidulei Karka. Av kol shegidulei karka poyel oichel boy. So all Gidulei Karka a poyel will eat. That means the schusei achile of a poyel is by Gidulei Karka. Yotzo hachilev v'machabetz v'megabey. If a person is doing meloche, he's chayle v'be'eme, or he makes cheese or different pulas and he separates the whey from the curd. And this, he's doing meloches, she'ein gidule karke, ve'ein poyel eichel boy. But if a poyel is doing a meloche, not in gidule karke, so he doesn't have schusei achila. Because when the Torah spoke about the schusei achila, the Torah spoke about gedulei karke. So if it's not gedulei karke, there's no schusei achila. Frag the Gemara, Lomoli, why do you need the slimud of Daish? Michisovoi bekerem reyecho nafke. It says kerem. Kerem is also gedulei karke. So Moshe salke itzrich, salke daita chamine, hoye lechsiv, komo lerabeis, kol balei komo. We learn out from komo, kol balei komo. Kol Bali Koma would include Kol Bali Koma, which goes on animals. La Rabbi Snami Midi De Lav Gidule Karkeninu Kamash Malon. So that's why it says Kamash Malon. So I learn out that Inidavke Gidule Karken. The Tisrash Bishask Mamaloche will skip over Sashvera Rashi. Let's go further. Mechabetz Mini Charitze Cholov. So that's what the deal is. If by you do Maloche Becholov, Nakidule Karke, if there's Schusei Achila. Zokta Gemore, Gidule Karke, Yotza Zoktaises. Gidulei karke yotza hachilev. Bereish bakel ma'arvin, choshev balei chayim gidulei karke. Fekteis v'sakashe, that the Gemara says in Erevin, when the Gemara is speaking about what you buy with the May Meister Sheini, so the Gemara says that... The Gemara says that behemis are called gedulei karke. The dorish v'nasata kesef baboker batzoin ma haprat pri mafoyrish pri mi pri v'gedulei karke. So there we see that behemis called gedulei karke boker batzoin. So for toisves, so how can you be midmayit hachoylev hamigabin? From Daesh in the Gedulei Karke, Yumamayat Choylev, Abahim is Gedulei Karke. That's Taisvus Kashe. Abahim is Gedulei Karke. The Gemara says that the May Meiser, you have to purchase Gedulei Karke, Primi Gedulei Karke. And for Taisvus, Hosam Korilohu Gedulei Karke, Lefi sheni zoinin mina karke. That means in the concept of gidulei karke, so something that's nizain mina karke is also called gidulei karke. There is a type of gidulei karke which doesn't grow from the karke, but it derives its sustenance from the karke. And that is also called gidulei karke. Aval hochem mapik shape choylev umigaben lehava bechlal dayish shu godoil vitzaymeyach mina karke. So Taisva says that means everything is relative. That means the Gemara in Erevin is speaking about, Boker v'tzayin, so there boker v'tzayin is also called gidulei karke because it derives its sustenance from karke, but lemaisa it doesn't grow from the karke. Masha enkein dayish is something that grows from the karke. So if a limud of dayish is something that grows from the karke. That's Taisvus Teretz. I'd like to mention this, Amir Dikech Hassam Sofer, in Masechet Shabbos, Daf, and Gimel Amud Beis, the Hassam Sofer says as follows. Yeah, so, Hassam Sofer says, Amir Dikevot, he says, the Gemara in Erevin says that a behemah is called gidulei karke because a behemah derives its sustenance from the karke. Zokt Chassam Sofer, but the milk of a behemah is not called gidulei karke. The behemah grows from the karke. That's called gidulei karke. Here we're talking about if a poyel has a schus achile in the milk, he's being choylev, he's making cheese. So here we are talking about the milk. Does he have a schus achila in milk? Milk is not called gedulei karki. I feel according to the Gemara in Erevin. So my mele, zuktach sam seifa, so my mele, but it's not schwer to use for skash. To use for a baim is called gedulei karki. And I said, no, there's two types of gedulei karki. Something that's godul mina karki, something that derives sustenance. Zuktach sam seifa says, no. Afilu abay, there's no two types of gedulei karki. The behem is gedulei karki, but here we're talking about the milk. If he has a schus achil in the milk that comes out of the behem is that's not called gedulei karki. As I said, the chsam seifa. I'd like to mention the shver of the chsam seifa at kizuk netazai. This Rabbi Kevager says pshat in the Ramo and Hilche Shabbos, the Ramo says in Hilche Shabbos that a person, this Rabbi Kevager is in the Tshuva Simen Chof. Rabbi Kevager, the Ramo says a person should not spit out into the wind on Shabbos, because the wind will separate the reik. And that's time la melech zayre. As I said, the Ramah. So my male, you're not allowed to spit out into the wind. This is a Ramah and Hilchei Shabbos. So Rabbi Kevager says he was once walking on Shabbos and he saw someone poured out water from the window. So first of all, he thought that, oh, it's the Ramah says you're not allowed to. He says, then he chapped. He chapped the Ramah, Melech Zayr is only by Gedulei Karke. So Adam is Hukish Lekarke, Adam is called Gedulei Karke. So Memele, the spit of the Adam is also called Gedulei Karke. But if a person pours water out of his window, that's not called Zayr because water is not Gedulei Karke. So Zetman for Rabbi Kevager, that the spit that comes out of a person is also called gedulei karke. And the Chsam Seifer said that the milk that comes out of a behema is not gedulei karke. So you see, there's a machlokes, Rabbi Kevager and the Chsam Seifer.